Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Exodus and chapter 20, preaching this morning on the fifth commandment. It's a series on the Ten Commandments. I trust and pray that you have been blessed as we have worked our way through these commandments. It says in verse 1, and God spake all these words, saying, God is orally giving the commands to Moses here, the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. That is salvation. Our God lives. 400 years of slavery, God raised up Moses, but it was God that led them with his mighty arm, the scripture says. The prophet said, he bared his mighty arm and led them out of the land of Egypt. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, commandment number 2, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. No idols. Little children, John said, keep yourself from idols. There's a lot of idol worship in this pagan land in which we live. There are people bowing down to all kinds of false gods. Verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. The cussing Christian is an abomination to God. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor any nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Ceremonial law is fulfilled in Christ. The moral law pictures the person of Christ. The ceremonial law pictures the work of Christ. This fourth commandment on remembering the Sabbath day is a ceremonial law. Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Jesus completed the ceremonial work. And that's why this is the only commandment not named, not repeated in the New Testament. Jesus, if you were here last Sunday, you got this. Jesus is our Sabbath. We have a rest that the world knows nothing about. Well, I want to preach right there. Go ahead and be seated. We have a rest that the world does not understand. Anybody who is outside of Jesus, anybody who is not genuinely born again, they don't understand what's going on in the family of God. They don't understand why the parking lot fills up on Sunday morning, a lot of times Sunday night, and Wednesday so busy around here. Why do those people go to church 3 times a week? What is that all about? They don't understand who our Jesus is and what we have in Christ. There's a rest that remaineth unto the people of God, the writer of Hebrews said. The Bible tells us that. Jesus is our Sabbath. Let me read the next commandment. Verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Father, we ask your blessing upon the word of God and that which is going to be preached this morning. lot of things going through my mind, and I need you to just kind of clear that up and just lead me word by word and step by step through this message. God, we ask that this morning you would help there to be an honoring of parents amongst the people of Fundamental Baptist Church, the children of Fundamental Baptist Church. In this world, in this culture in which we live, God, may we become a Judeo-Christian society again. America has left the Word of God, kicked Christ to the curb. And so many churches today, they don't even sound forth a clear message of Scripture. God, we pray your blessing. Help this preacher right now to share the Word of God, to communicate it. And God, may you accomplish in this message today what needs to be accomplished for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. 10 Commandments, 1 through 4 is man's relationship to God. 5 through 10 is man's relationship between themselves. And of course, that involves honoring God. That involves pleasing God. These 10 commandments are not suggestions. They are clear commands from the throne of God that we as New Testament Christians are supposed to live by. Man, these principles are supposed to be in our lives, and we're to ooze them out. Because when we become a Christian, when we become a born-again child of God, we're a new creation in Christ. And now I want to be more like Jesus, not more like the world. Our direction completely changes. I know there's such a thing as a carnal Christian, and there are people in the family of God who have no understanding of spiritual things. And it's not like we have a corner on the truth or that I even know everything. I don't know everything, but I have a Bible that's authoritative. And I know what the Word of God teaches. And we're to live by this to the glory of God. Honor mom and dad. If you allow me just to be personal here for just a moment in the beginning of this message. My dad and my mom are special. They have always been that way in my life. I can honestly say before God, knowing I'm going to stand before him one day, never one time in my life did I sass my father. Not one time. Say, preacher, patting yourself on the back. No, because I messed up everywhere else. I mean everywhere. I did sass my mom. I was a sinner. I'm a sinner just like everybody else. But there's something to be said about honoring God. My mom and my dad are special. I've been blessed. They never turned their back on God. I'm in the pulpit today. I love Jesus today. Any faithfulness I have, I know it's from God, but here's the deal. My parents weren't perfect, but they never stopped going to church. We even had a pastor that fell into sin, but that did not shake their faith in God. And they sent a strong, clear message to their children, to their daughter, and to their boys that Jesus is first and the local church is very important. Never one time did we have roast preacher at our house. And I look back and think about, man, isn't it amazing? I guess me being in the pulpit today, that might have something to do with it. I'm blessed of God. I know that. I thank God for my parents. And you ought to thank God for your mom and dad, whether they are Christians or not. They're putting a roof over your head. They put food in your belly. And they're not perfect. And even if they're not children of God yet, you can win them if you live right in front of them. You ought to thank God for them. They may not always be right. But the scripture here, look back at it, says, honor thy father and thy mother. My parents, before salvation, they were just like everybody else, every other young mom and dad in the world. It was a party life. I ate a lot of goulash and drank a lot of orange and red Kool-Aid. It was kind of the staple of my life. My mom was far from perfect. My dad was far from perfect. But, man, they kept growing. And things kept changing. And they kept growing in the Lord and becoming more and more like Jesus. And it's amazing how God takes little things and builds it into something for his glory. And I thank God for that. My mom, God bless her memory, God bless her person in heaven today. She was far from perfect. And I realized that Dad kept her in line over and over again. And thank God for a strong father, because my mom, if she was the leader of the home, there'd have been some issues. I know that. But she kept growing in grace. One thing I'll never, I forgive her for everything. One thing I'll never forgive her for is spit baths. Man, I hate spit baths this day. Those things ought to be outlawed in the culture in which we live. It was like it was constant. There's nothing worse than a spit bath. Man, beat me, whatever you got to do, but no spit bath. So I thank God for them, and I thank God for the blessing. Look what it says here in this verse, this verse that we just read. In verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. Honor them. You know what honoring is? It's saying, yes, sir, and not mumbling, why do I have to do this all the time? See, obeying and honoring are two different steps. You can obey and not honor, and you're a rebel in your heart. And you really, but honor your father and your mother. It's saying, yes, mom. It's saying, man, mom, whatever you want, dad, whatever you desire. Our Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, I hear you. I'm yours. I'll honor you. There's a principle. It's a place of authority that God bless. This is the first commandment with a specific promise. It is pleasing to God to honor your mom and your dad. It says, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. If we honor him, he promises, the principle is, he'll give a long life. If you'll be a mama's boy and you'll be a daddy's boy, and by the way, one day you grow up, you get married, you establish your own home, but you still honor mom and dad. We live in a society that has no respect for other people, no respect for authority. The reason there's no respect for the lawman, the reason there's no respect for the judge, the reason there's no respect for the teacher is because boys and girls grow up in a home where there's no respect for mom and dad. The reason Junior doesn't get saved is because mom and dad never instilled within Junior and sis this principle, this virtue of righteousness, where you honor those that are in authority over you. It is a Bible principle. It is a command of God. It is repeated in the New Testament. It's not like the previous commandment. Go to Ephesians in chapter 6. Ephesians and chapter 6 and verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And the command is simple. God has given you a mom. God has given you a dad. You honor them, you obey them, and you honor them. You're in their household. You're under their roof. You obey them. If you've got that rebellious spirit in you, it's sinful, and it is wrong. And we're all born with it. That's that old nature. And you need to obey and you need to honor mom and dad. And it is a commandment with promise. God promises to give you a long life here in this earth, a life that is pleasing. Now, God has his will in our lives. And some people, he brings home early, and that was a long life for them. But you want to live every day you can for the glory of God. It is a command. Go to Leviticus chapter 9. Go to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8. Leviticus 19:3 says, and ye shall fear every man his mother and his father. We live in a world where there's no fear of God. And the reason there's no fear of God is there was never a fear of mom and dad. And when I say fear, I don't mean just respect. I mean an awesome, an awe, a reverence where I'm in awe of my dad. I am. As long as I can remember, he'd be up at 5:30 in the morning reading his Bible. I'm in awe of that. Man, I'd be sleeping in bed. And he'd be up reading his Bible. And he'd work long days. And he'd work sometimes long into the night. And I'm in awe of that. I'm in awe of my Heavenly Father. The fact that he loves a sinner like me. The fact that I am not dead proves that you do not get to heaven by commandment keeping. I'm telling you that. We get to heaven because of the grace of God. Because of the mercy of God. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach you're going to gain heaven by commandment keeping. But it's a heart thing. And we're to honor God, and we're to love him with our heart. We're not to... idols. He's a zealous God. He's a God that's jealous of his people. We're to honor mom and dad, and that too is a hard thing. So it's more than just outward obedience to what they tell you to do. Clean up the garage today. Well, you clean up the garage and you complain the whole time and you don't do a good job because you're not honoring mom and dad. They gave you a command. It's a hard thing. If as New Testament Christians, we can get this New Testament Christian living thing down inside our heart where it's not externals. We get accused of this from people that don't know. Your Christianity is all about externals. You got to do this. No. We get to do this, and we get to dress this way, and we get to love God. It's not an external thing at all. It affects our externals, but it's on the inside where it's going on. Let me go to Proverbs, and I want to read along with you. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8. As soon as I can get there. My son, here is Solomon speaking to his son Rehoboam. He's trying to instill within his son principles of righteousness at an early age. And you'd do well to do that as a parent, all right? My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. I can actually remember preaching this wrongly. It was in the Tin Tabernacle. Young preacher, didn't know any better. All excited, read this. The chains about the neck, I likened that to a chain around a dog. And in other words, where God didn't just let us get too far away from him, you'd run to the end of the chain and you come to the end of your chain, you can't go any further. That's not what's being taught there. Man, I have grown in grace. It says here, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. That speaks of obeying mom and dad, listening to the instructions of your father. That is likened unto fine jewelry. It adorns your life. It makes your life richer, more appealing. I can remember being in high school. I'm doing a lot of remembering this morning. I remember being in high school and everybody trashing their parents. And I was born again by that time. You know what? I knew better. And I remember sitting at my desk and saying, and they weren't afraid to trash their parents in front of the whole class. And the teacher had let them do it. And I remember thinking, man, that's not right. Yeah. Thank God for the parents you have. And don't wait for a funeral to tell them you love them. Thank God for the parents that you have. God thought this was important. This pleases God. He said, when you honor your mom and you honor your dad, you honor me. You please me. It's like there's a progression. And you let a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame, the scripture says. You let your kids just do what they want to do and express themselves and just go out and sow their wild oats and do it. You know, the fact is they're going to do the same thing to God. And they don't honor you. They don't honor God. That's a sad thing. It's a command. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20, children, obey your parents in all things. Blessed is the son and daughter who is mature enough to never stop honoring dad and mom. You honor them till the day you die. You put them on a pedestal in your life and in your mind and in your heart until the day that you die. Say, my dad's not even saved. He cusses like a sailor. He drinks whiskey. You know what? He allowed some good things in your life. You pray for his soul and you honor him until the day you die. Go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 23. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 23. Respect. Respect. It's really pretty simple. You respect those that have authority over you. You honor them. It's not hard for me to honor the judge. It's not hard for me to honor the policeman. It's not hard for me to honor the teacher, the preacher. It's not hard for me to honor God because I was taught to honor my mom and dad. It's scriptural. It is right. Verse 23 says, and he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he went, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him, talking about the prophet, and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tare 42 children of them. And this was an utter lack of respect. And it's generational. And it's taught. And it's caught by those that are younger than us. And when you do that, you put yourself under the judgment hand of God. It is so important to God, He made it one of the Ten Commandments. See, God ordained the family. And God blesses the family. And that family, He puts together a man and a wife, and they procreate, and they have children. And that family, those children, are taught to respect the authority that God put in their life. And He blesses them as they respect. If you honor your parents, you're going to honor God. If you love your parents, you have a better chance of loving God. So let me just be real, again, real personal. Honor the elders. Honor those that are older than you. Those that have lived a little bit of life and know more about life than you think they know. And they do. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing going on that hasn't been gone on in another way just a generation ago. So listen to what they have to say. Honor them. My aunts and my uncles, I still call them aunt and uncle. I mean, it's there. It's just part of the way I was brought up. And I honor who they are. And the fact is, that is so missing in our culture, isn't it? Are the Ten Commandments needed today? Absolutely. Man, honoring mom and dad, honoring dad and mom, is that needed today? Absolutely. God put it in His book. And there's a result here if we honor. There's a promise. Go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs chapter 15. Verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. You want to make your mama proud. You want to make your dad proud. It feels good when you know they're proud of you because you're doing the right thing, not because of just who you are and that kind of thing. I'd say to parents, teach them that they aren't always right, your children. Teach them that they need a Savior, that they need a God. They need to get saved themselves. If you're always telling them how good and how great they are, you're never correcting them. Yeah, then you're pushing them away from the fact what the law is trying to do. That, man, we've broken the law, and whosoever breaketh one commandment breaks the whole law. That's what James said in chapter 2 and verse 10. So as a result, you're kind of undoing that, and that's disobedience. If you go to Deuteronomy, just write these down. Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 16. We're to treat our parents not with contempt, but with honor. Proverbs 20:20, we're not to cuss our parents. Proverbs 30 and verse 17, we're not to mock our parents. Proverbs 50 or Matthew 15 and verse 4, if we do show contempt to our parents, we're putting ourselves in a place where we may be judged even to the point of death. No respect. Think about what is said about men and women in high office today. Think how our culture has changed. Think of the disrespect that takes place in the classrooms, many places, where, you know what, they just have rooms to kind of warehouse kids because there's no control. Well, that comes from home. That's where that comes from. Obedience. Proverbs 10, verse 27. Fear of the Lord prolongeth life. Deuteronomy 5:33, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. Let's go back there again. Let's go to Exodus. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20 again. You might already be there. Exodus and chapter 20. Let's read it again. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. We have a spiritual heritage as children of God. To the Jewish mind, the land was everything. The land promised to Abraham. It's still theirs. And they're going to possess all of the land during the millennial kingdom. I guarantee you that. That's what the Word of God says. And that Abrahamic covenant is going to be fulfilled. And Israel will fully possess the land. And Jesus will reign in their midst on the throne of David. That'll go on for 1,000 years. But as children of God, we that are born again, we have a spiritual heritage as well. We do. Talk about honoring our father and our mother. We have a heavenly Father, and we're to honor him. And God has blessed us just like he's blessed. Now, we have family. We have a church. We have a church family. We have heaven too. We have Jesus. We have our Savior. We have much to be thankful for. If we can't take a moment and honor our God, our heavenly Father, then something is wrong in our lives. As children of God, we have received the Decalogue. We have received the Ten Commandments. It's a schoolmaster. It teaches us we can't earn heaven by commandment keeping. It teaches us that the law is our schoolmaster and teaches us that we need a Savior. That if we break one law, we've broken it all. And for the self-righteous, Jesus responds to this as far as the Pharisees are concerned in Matthew in chapter 5, and that's when he drives it home. He's saying, children of God, everyone who's listening, saved and unsaved, keeping the commands of God is not just an external thing. It's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. I'm the only God. That's what God Jehovah says. No idols. That's what God Jehovah says. No cussing. That's what God Jehovah says. Remember the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother. No idolatry. It's a heart thing. It's on the heart. So I'm speaking this morning to hundreds of people here in the auditorium of Fundamental Baptist Church. Hundreds of people that are already born again. And Jesus fulfilled the law for us. He said that in Matthew 5. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're not going to go to heaven by doing the best you can or keeping the commandments. You aren't good enough. But it teaches us we need Jesus. Now, after I get saved, it's a hard thing. No idols. No cussing. Honor mom and dad. Keep Jesus first. Be faithful to the church. Then I'm going to honor him. It's from the heart. If you're here this morning as a young man or a young lady, maybe you're in grade school, maybe you're in high school, you're not obeying and you're not honoring dad and mom, you're breaking the law of God. If you complain, talk trash about them, murmur about it all the time, you're not honoring them. As a child of God, if you have something that's more important to you than Jesus and the work of God, you have an idol. It separated you from God, and you need to tear it down. If you're a child of God, someone who's born again, and you're a cussing Christian, you use God's name in vain in your heart over and over again. You've broken the law of God. It's a hard thing. If you're someone, as a child of God, that doesn't honor, obey and honor dad and mom, you're breaking the commands of God. And we have a heavenly Father, been adopted into his family. So I got an earthly Father and I got a heavenly Father. That earthly Father isn't perfect yet, but he's led the way and he's pointed me to the heavenly Father. And the heavenly Father, he is perfect. And he does meet my every need. And if you knew him like I know him through his son, Jesus. And here's what he did for me. He gave me his own son's righteousness so that I could be part of his family. That's salvation. There was a day, there was a time, and there was a place where the righteousness of Christ was imputed to me, given to me. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, senior pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.